public defenders, state attorneys, police chiefs, sheriffs, and the Department of Corrections all have the same message. Marcy's Law is incredibly vague. At a panel hosted by the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, stakeholders asked lawmakers to clarify. Floridians gave the green light to the victims' rights proposal in November as part of Amendment 6, but putting the law into effect has proved challenging. Stacy Scott is a public defender in Alachua County.
A lot of the terms in this amendment are general. They're not well defined, and they're very broad, and when taken to their extreme, it could almost be paralyzing to our criminal justice system.
The amendment requires victims be notified of updates in their cases throughout the criminal justice process. The problem? It's unclear which agency is in charge of that as the case moves from local law enforcement to prosecutors to the state correction system. And the added staffing, postage, and technology costs haven't been addressed by the legislature. The amendment could also bog down the court system.
There's a lot that happens in a relatively quick fashion. I was doing rough math, and I think in Jacksonville and Duval County, we probably handle 10,000 misdemeanors a year.
That's Duval County Circuit Judge Mark Mahone.
A lot of those are handled at first appearance. In other words, a defendant is arrested on day one, and on day two, he's in front of a judge and resolving the case. And so there might be some processes that are added that slow that down. That may have an impact on the counties in terms of how long those people stay in custody and those types of things.
Gainesville Republican Senator Keith Perry sums up the challenges Marcy's Law presents, balancing the rights of victims and the accused.
You know, I'm kind of seeing a pattern where we need to almost segregate. I mean, there's the logistical part, how do you do it? Then you got the pre-conviction or the post-conviction. And I know, Mr. Hawks, you didn't mean it disparagingly, but you said there's one person that's there voluntarily and the other one is not, but the other one's not been proven guilty and certainly has those rights, those constitutional rights as a defendant that we need to make sure we take into account.
Lawmakers are considering an implementing bill that would narrow and define the scope of the amendment. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.